If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live. We got a great show on American Voice Radio. Yes, we do. And we're going to empower you because that's what we like to do. We're going to be talking about some of God's herbs that seem to be, according to science, perfectly engineered. And so we're going to check that out. And also, you know, Memorial Day weekend, so we got to remember to honor our troops. So we're going to talk about brain foods and memory. If we get time, we may talk about some of the subtle symptoms your body may be giving you to indicate, uh-oh, you've got a liver problem. So we'll see what we have time for. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, yes, I hope you all have a safe, healthy, and happy Memorial Day weekend. You know, be safe out there. And also, don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are having a big Memorial Day sale. It's on their website at thepowerherbs.com, but you can qualify for 10% off and free ground ship. And if you're international, then you qualify for 15% off your order. So you can check that out front and center on their homepage at thepowerherbs.com, or you can simply give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663 if you have any questions about that. Also, if you're looking for some really excellent articles on health and well-being, lifestyles and things like that, healthy lifestyles, the folks at Seattle Organic Restaurants have some great articles on their website, recipes, I think, even. So check them out. If you want, you can click on their banner that we have on our links page at thepowerherbs.com, so you can do that. And, you know, May is just winding down. It is winding down, and before you know it, it's going to be June, and then we have graduation and all kinds of neat stuff. So we're going to be empowering you further throughout the summer, so stay with us here on American Voice Radio. We got lots to talk about. Well, before we do the quack report, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, God's hand of protection be on them, right? And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, we're going to pray for righteous leadership throughout the United States. We need the Almighty's help. You know we do. We're in big trouble. And if we seek his face, he will hear our prayers. No, he does. He bows down. His ears hear the prayers of the righteous. So I hope you'll join me in seeking the Lord's face. Stay close to him. Pray for all of America. And just mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Let's see. What do we have here? Let's see. Obamacare is in the news again. Apparently, cancer patients, oncology, is really worried about how they're going to fare under the Obamacare program once it's fully enforced next year. Component of the so-called Affordable Care Act may not be so affordable. Sickly patients covered under the Obama scheme may still likely have to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket for their treatments. In California, for instance, cancer patients have to pay 30% of the costs associated with chemo and drugs and other treatments. And it could happen in other states as the Obamacare kicks in next January. Primary reason for this, we're told, is that many more people with debilitating disease who are currently uninsured are going to suddenly have Obamacare coverage at the beginning of next year. And the money to pay for this massive influx of people with the pre-existing health conditions who normally couldn't get insured, that money has to come from somewhere, right? Now, in other words, when the other shoe finally drops, the insurers will be forced to either drastically increase premiums across the board or simply charge patients with high deductibles and copays for expensive medicines. Now, to try to keep premiums low, you know what some states are doing, they're allowing insurers to charge patients a hefty share of the costs for the expensive medicines that are used to treat things like cancer and multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis and other types of life-altering chronic diseases. So the insurers are forecasting a double-digit premium increase for individual policies as people with the health problems flock to buy coverage they were previously denied. So that means if you're currently insured by an insurance company and you know, maybe your employer's not paying it, but you are, double digits. And I think one insurance agent I spoke to said within the next 5 years, insurance premiums are going to go up 500%. I was like, whoa, who can afford that? It's like, you know, $2,000 for your healthcare premium. It's crazy. So what all this means then is that affordable coverage for all is going to fall primarily on the backs of those people who already have health insurance coverage and whose premiums are going to rise dramatically with the healthcare system when it becomes socialized in 2014. So either that or all patients with affordable coverage will be forced to simply pay more for their treatments out of pocket, which contradicts the very basis of the Obamacare, which was forced through Congress. An example for you guys is the drugs like Novartis's drug, Gilipic, used to treat a rare type of blood cancer. Obamacare coverage would still require those patients to pay $2,000 or more each month to have access to that drug. Yeah, that's right. Also, the IRS is estimating that the least expensive of the government-sanctioned health plans will cost the average family of four $20,000 a year, so that's an additional $4,000 what they now pay. What's affordable about this? Nothing. And, you know, here's the real kicker, guys. The IRS will not actually have any legal instruments in place to impose or enforce people to who refuse the Obama mandate to pay any fines, which means the law in itself is technically void. And also, Obamacare was hatched in the Senate, and according to our congressional constitution, any laws that are imposing new taxes have to originate in the House. Otherwise, it's a fraud, a hoax. It's invalid, has no standing. So you know what? Americans, you have the full right to ignore and disregard that which is fraud. See there? Moving along in the Quack Report. Last but not least, medical radiation treatments. Technician error, fatal mishaps. Ooh, it happens more often than you think. These things aren't being reported. New York Times did a story on some medical radiation accidents, and they're more common than we think. Now, whether it's a software glitch or a technician error, there are plenty of opportunities for that scan treatment to go horribly wrong. The technology is so advanced, and the technologists are poorly regulated and trained in a lot of states, which increases your chances of having a serious or potentially life-threatening mistake. Let's give you two examples. Scott Jerome Parks, he went to St. Vincent's Hospital in Manhattan. He needed to be treated for tongue cancer. He was exposed to several lethal doses of radiation, which would leave him deaf, struggling to see, unable to swallow, burned by the radiation. His teeth fell out. He had ulcers in his mouth and his throat. He was nauseated in severe pain. He was finally unable to breathe, and he did pass away later, several weeks later, at the age of 43. That's right. He received errant beams of radiation from a linear accelerator on three consecutive days, totally killing this dude. Another example, Andrea Charles is another victim. She suffered from a fatal radiation overdose at State University of New York's Downstate Medical Center. Her treatment was for breast cancer. Now, 27 days, she had treatments over a course of 27 days, and she was given three times the prescribed amount of radiation while their linear accelerator had a missing filter, and it burned a hole through her chest. Nice. She died there at the age of 32. She left behind a husband and two young children. So up until the New York Times broke this story, these cases were buried by the government doctors in your hospitals. They didn't want you to know about this. There is no oversight, no single agency overseeing any medical radiation departments. Accidents are chronically unreported because there's no law that mandates they should be. And some states don't require that they be reported at all, and this poses a serious safety issue since the industry has little idea of the scope of their errors and how to correct their problems, right? Training and oversight of technicians can vary. District of Columbia, for instance, and 16 other states don't even require any registration or licensing of the technologists that run this stuff. You're talking about million-dollar pieces of equipment, and they're untrained technicians are, you know, sliding you through the device. Well, eight states permit medical imaging permits, except for mammograms, to be performed by staff. They can be performed without credentials or any specific training or background at all. And you know, Christine Lung, she's vice president of the government regulations and policy at the American Society of Radiologic Technologists. She's amazed that because of the complexity of the medical imaging equipment, that there are states that require massage therapists and hairdressers to be licensed before these radiation technologists need any licensing, right? Crazy. Well, we live in crazy times, but there's no common sense. People are just insane. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some perfectly engineered herbs. And it's just, I picked one. There's several. There's hundreds. There's thousands of really great herbs that God has created here for our use and service. And it isn't often that I admit that something is perfectly engineered. What are the odds that one thing is perfectly engineered, but then if you have hundreds of thousands of species that are engineered to perfection, what are those odds? Well, it's only God that can do that. I call that a miracle. So I'm not talking about a machine or anything that man created. I'm talking about just, let's just talk about one species of plants. Taracaxium officinal, which is also known as your dandelion root. So what's so perfect about dandelion root? Well, often, you know, architects are they take a page from nature's book, and when they design beautiful structures, they call biometrics. That's what they call that. But if you look at dandelion, the dandelion plant, it is structured in such a way to capture to its advantage the resources of our planet. There are hundreds of dandelion species which grow in varied climates all over the world, like in Europe and Asia and North America. But God decided to make dandelion into this hardy plant that grows about 12 inches high. And the leaves of the dandelion plant are smooth, sculptured, and notched, creating a deep groove or funnel-like surface so it can transport more moisture to the roots. Now, the tall, majestic stem is crowned with that bright yellow flower, which opens and faces the sun in the morning and closes again at evening. The roots of the dandelion plant are brown, fleshy, and fragile. Some roots are kind of hard, and they're as hard as tree bark, but then some are soft and brittle under pressure. So inside the roots of the dandelion plant is this river of white, milky substance. Now, this substance does not taste like milk, but it is bitter, and it has a unique aroma, sort of sweet and flowery and nutty all at the same time. It's kind of unique. So let's talk about if you ever come across a field full of yellow dandelion, this is a bright and cheery sight. Each part of the dandelion has been used over thousands of years for various health conditions. Now, Persia seems to have the earliest writings of using dandelion plants for medicinal purposes, and the leaves have been used as a diuretic and to stimulate appetite. Often, it's put into salads and to improve digestion. So the dandelion flower delivers antioxidants and helps the immune system. The nutrition in dandelion is probably why insects like your honeybee, wasp, bumblebee, hornet, grasshoppers, fireflies, and butterflies like dandelion. Also mammals such as your deer and rabbit, and birds like your goldfinch, bobwhite, wild turkey, and sparrow will flock to this plant to partake of its healthy green properties. Now, mammals and insects are going to eat the leaves only. While most humans look at the dandelion as a nuisance, many are taking a second look at this plant as a beneficial food source. Many grocery stores are now offering dandelion sprouts or greens for your salad. And dandelion is a pretty safe plant, and it also offers antibacterial properties to a consumer. So in ancient times, the flower of the dandelion were used to make wine, and the roots were made into a coffee-like beverage. So really, you can have some weedy eats out there. Because what did the American settlers do with dandelion? Well, they used it as a food source because they are a pretty delicious and nutritious plant. They spruced up salads. They had a bit of a tangy, bitter bite to it, and it kind of countered onion and some of the sweet marinades you could put on salads. So it's a nice balance. So they spruce up salads with this golden plant. Also, they would make springtime tonics and teas. They would use that to sweep away the winter blues that, and they made dandelion also into wine and jelly. And it has a bit of a lemony floral taste if you make it into a jelly. So if you want to make any of those types of products, if you sign up for our online newsletters, HealthQuest, for instance, you'll get these recipe links and also discount coupons that you could use at the powerherbs.com website or over the phone when you want to place an order for some of your herb products. So there is free information in the newsletters, and you'll get them each week, and it's empowering stuff. So I encourage you to sign up on the powerherbs.com website. Also, if you're going to use your dandelion now, make sure that it's free of chemicals and pesticides, and, you know, you don't want to eat anything that was sprayed with Roundup. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, since dandelion's everywhere, availability is not going to be a problem. That's right. The dandelion took its notorious weed rap sheet when the love of the lawn came into vogue. Yeah, dandelion was turned out to be a weed from hell for the lawn enthusiast. No matter what poison you use on a dandelion, it keeps coming back. The availability of the dandelion is fairly secure. So each plant produces over 5,000 parachute-type seeds. And, you know, they come in that puffy ball. Kids like to blow and watch them float all over the place. This is a perfectly engineered seed, folks. It's engineered to lift off with even the smallest air current when it presents itself. So, I mean, this is why it's so prevalent and it's all over the globe. And you know what? Confucius says good medicine always tastes bitter, and dandelion does have those bitter compounds in it. Let's talk about the ancient medicine in dandelion. In the ancient world, dandelion was used to improve digestion, improve liver function, purify the blood, reverse rheumatism, and expel kidney stones and more. Recently, the medical researchers at Windsor University in Canada discovered its cancer-fighting benefits. But most natural healers know that the bitter herbs contain the organic compounds that help stimulate our human body to heal itself. So dandelion has a lot of those bitter compounds called saponins and serquestipine lactones. So one of the medical advantages to dandelion is it offers an abundance of minerals, more than you'll find in spinach. All right. So according to a research chemist, Mark Peterson, he says dandelion, especially the root, has a very balanced mineral profile. It is high in beta-carotene, your vitamin A, which is stored in the liver. So dandelion has been known to assist with inflammation, muscle spasms, and fluid retention. Dandelion can also accomplish that while it soothes your digestive tract and helps to balance gut floras because it contains inulin and pectin, which are mucilaginous compounds that help soothe the digestive tract. So it's great if you got IBS, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, let's talk about the harvest. If you want to utilize this wonderful herb, this plant, so if you plan to utilize dandelion and you have some at hand and you want to use it as a food source, there are a few tips that will make your experience more pleasant. So if you want to use this fresh, you want to use it, let's say, for fresh spring salads, you want to use the smaller, tender leaves, and you want to rinse, and then you can just add them to your salads, just wash them off. The larger or the older leaves on the plant are going to be tougher, and then you're going to need to steam them first. You want to reserve the young and tender flowers that you get in the springtime for your teas and jellies and wines. You can actually freeze those until you collect enough of them if you want. The rule of thumb is to harvest your dandelion root during frost-free periods in the fall. So this is if you want the root, okay, not the leaves or the flower. If you want, if you're digging up the root, you want to do that when there's no frost and it's in the fall months. And this is after the bloom is gone off the dandelion and all the nutrients have returned to the root area. So you can clean your roots and you can eat them raw if you want, or you can dry them and then powder them and you can make a coffee product like the ancients did out of it. You can clean the roots and eat them, like I said, or if you want to, you can use the roots to make a medicinal dandelion root tincture, and you can allow that to age at least 30 days before you strain and press it. So there are a lot of free recipes for dandelion tea and coffee. They are included in our newsletter, and the HealthQuest newsletter goes out on Friday. So if you want to get all those wonderful links to make your dandelion tea and salads and jellies and so forth, just sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter. It'll go out tomorrow, so you have time to get that issue. So go to the powerherbs.com website and sign up for HealthQuest newsletter. But you know what? The dandelion root, folks, the dandelion root does have some secrets. And let me just tell you one of them. This is incredible. The folks at naturedetectives.org, they tell us that the white sap that oozes from the dandelion stem can be used as invisible ink. This is incredible. You cut your stem on an angle like you would make a calligraphy pen kind of point to it, and then the sap's going to drip out, and then you can write with that. And when the sap dries on your paper, well, then you can see what you have written. Your handwriting will appear. It'll be invisible, but when it dries, it appears. It's so cool. Well, let's talk about your flower power for a minute, because there is no doubt that dandelion offers some cleansing benefits. And this is why settlers use the plant after a long winter of heavy meats and beans, right? So you can see how often dandelion... You'll see it often in cleansing formulas. So we have more reasons why we need to cleanse than our ancient ancestors, more than just in the springtime. We got too many toxins hitting us, so we got to cleanse more often. So you can tap, though, into God's perfectly engineered herbs for food and medicine, and you're going to find dandelion root in many of the formulas at Apothecary Herbs, and they also have the aged concentrate of dandelion root all by itself if you want it. You can give them a call. Toll-free to order or to request a product catalog, that number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. Got to take a break, but more empowering news on the other side. Be right back.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Wash away my flower, wash away my...
on Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're all empowering you this hour. We're going to be talking about some foods that help you remember, brain food. We got Memorial Day coming up. We're remembering our men and women in service and honoring them. So why not talk about memory stuff? Also, if any of our listeners are in the UK, I know you're part of the European Union who kind of clamped down on imported herbs, but apparently we're able to ship you under $3,000 worth of our products into the UK for personal use. Of course, you know, small orders, no problem, but they have to be under $3,000. And so we're so excited to be able to serve our fellow herb enthusiast in the UK again. That's awesome. All right, we're going to talk about brain food. This is always a question I get, you know, how do you improve memory? So we're going to talk about that. When we think of energy and foods that give us, you know, more energy, we rarely think of feeding our brain, though. We think of, you know, feeding our muscles and that kind of thing. But most of the time, if we want to wake up our mind, we think of caffeine to stay awake and alert so we don't fall asleep, you know, while we're driving. But, you know, we rarely think of feeding our brains nutrition, so they are more alert, and we can skip the caffeine. So we're going to talk about some of the foods that help us, you know, stay strong, be awake, cognitive, and more alert. So let's take a look at some of the brain foods that, well, the nutrition the brain's going to require. Our brain is kind of a hungry organ, to be honest. Our brain cells need twice the amount of energy your other cells require. So a neuroendocrinologist by the name of Richard Wortman of MIT, he reported in his research that showed that the foods that we eat actually manipulate our brain activity. So our foods have a lot of influence. Foods will influence the neurotransmitters, which chemically pass information from cell to cell. So your neurotransmitters are manufactured by nerve cells using nutrition from the foods that you eat. For instance, when you drink milk containing tryptophan, an amino acid from protein is what that is, the body makes it into a serotonin product, which has a calming effect on your brain. So when you drink coffee, the body uses the triazine, which is an amino acid, to make dopamine and norepinephrine, and this makes the brain more alert and energetic. So the word triosin is from the Greek meaning tri, T-Y-R-I, meaning cheese, as it was first discovered in 1846 by a German chemist, Justus von Lidberg, who identified the protein cecin from cheese. So a little history there on your chemistry. Let's talk about your high-energy foods, though. Foods containing your triosin will make the brain more alert, and they're going to be foods like fish and chicken and pork and whole grains, oats, milk, cheese, yogurt, avocados, bananas, legumes, beans, and nuts like your almonds, and sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds. So research is actually looking into the triosin to help us fight disease like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and schizophrenia and other forms of dementia, and also to address things like depression and symptoms associated with stress. So these foods, unlike coffee, don't overstimulate the adrenal glands. So your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day, and if we don't maintain that required energy, it causes mental stress and exhaustion. Many look at the fast fix of using the caffeine when they experience some mental sluggishness, but the assistance caffeine gives is kind of short-lived, and it does cause a dramatic drop in the energy a short time later. So it's just a short burst. And I think the brain just likes time-release energy, you know what I'm saying? Consistent. Let's talk about some of that time-release energy, though. Instead of caffeine, there are foods that will supply the necessary energy to your brain that it needs without the letdown your coffee and your soda, caffeinated beverages, give you. Like fruit, for instance, will contain what is called long-chain sugar molecules that often our body will break down gradually. So it offers a time release of energy to your brain. So fruit with whole grain cereal for breakfast will offer an excellent source of long-chain brain energy. For lunch, salads offer much of the same energy that fruits offer to the brain. And some hard-boiled egg, you can add that to the salad. That's going to offer just a little extra brain protein. So why do you want to add an egg? Well, research has shown that egg yolk contains choline, which provides brain power. It's a brain power booster. So it speeds up the signals sent by the nerve cells in your brain. Beverages at lunch could be green tea, for instance, known to relax the brain and reduce stress on the brain, reduces stress hormones, and increases mental alertness. So grapefruit juice has also the same effect on your brain as other fruits and vegetables do. And what about the foods that make your brain go to sleep? Well, high-energy protein foods will stimulate the brain, and some foods like carbohydrates subdue brain function and make us mentally sluggish. So fast food is really a high-carbohydrate meal and makes you feel sleepy afterwards. Protein foods can counteract that coma-induced sluggishness from the cardio meal, or the carbo meal, I mean. So this sleepy reaction that we get from the high-carbohydrate meals is really the norm for most people, but there are individuals that have an opposite reaction. They seem to be wired differently, and carbos will just make them more alert instead of sleepy. But for a majority of folks, sleepy is what we get. So those that experience PMS or seasonal affective disorder, SAD, or nicotine withdrawal, or for some reason they can't, if they eat carbohydrates, it tends to stimulate their brain. So if you have any of those problems, PMS, SAD, nicotine withdrawal, you probably, when you eat carbos, you get stimulated instead of sleepy. Now, sugar is another snooze food for the brain. It is best to avoid the sugary carbohydrates for breakfast, like, you know, donuts, if you want to be alert, that is. So high-fat foods are also going to make the brain a little sluggish. So the best bet for protein foods are going to be lean meats like turkey or maybe seafood. And if you have just 10% protein in your meal, it's going to help reduce the sluggish feeling. Well, let's talk about high-powered brain foods, the really ones that hit the mark when you need them. There's a full list of foods that supply the brain with a lot of energy to run all day long. On the list are your fruits and your nuts. According to Dr. James Penland of the Department of Agriculture and Human Nutrition Research Center, he says fruits and nuts contain boron, which is a mineral, and this stimulates the electrical activity of the brain. So if you're low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate at a lower capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be able to be as alert, and you're going to feel drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion of just 3 milligrams of our trace minerals. So you're going to find boron in your nuts, seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, leafy vegetables, and broccoli. So if you eat 4 ounces of peanuts, it's going to provide you with almost 3 milligrams of boron. Now, just don't make sure. No, it's not a payday bar. It's just peanuts all by itself, okay? Let's talk about reducing memory problems. Let's talk about your brain. It depends on certain nutrition for memory recall and to also help your brain solve problems. Some of the necessary nutrition is going to be thiamine, riboflavin, beta-carotene, and iron. So it's going to be important to not confuse organic sources of this type of nutrition with synthetic supplements. Thiamine is really important for your nerves in the brain. And you're going to find thiamine in wheat germ, bran, nuts, and your meats. Riboflavin is your memory nutrient, and you're going to find that in almonds, milk, beet greens, herring, chicken, and avocados. And you're going to need the beta-carotene for cognitive thinking. You're going to find that in your deep green leafy vegetables and also in your yellow and orange fruits and vegetables. So your brain waves are going to also need iron to function, and you're going to find that in your green leafy vegetables, your meat, soybeans, tofu, oatmeal, lentils, and chicken. Now, soybeans I'm kind of avoiding as much as I can because a lot of it is genetically modified, so FYI in the soybeans. Okay, so let's see about fish. Fish is one of my favorite food sources. So if you've beefed up your diet with some essential minerals, you'll still have a poor memory or a sluggish feeling, then you might want to go to your fish products. Research is pointing to a lack of zinc that contributes to a lot of memory problems and feeling sleepy. Dr. Harold Sandsted at the University of Texas Medical Branch, he found out that when the brain does not get enough zinc, it tends to sacrifice sensory motor skills, our memory, and being able to concentrate. So experts warn that zinc supplements are not necessary and that you can get the required amount of natural zinc in your seafood like perch, anchovies, herring, and various shellfish. So if your whole grains and your dark turkey meat and your legumes aren't enough, you can go to your fish. All these foods are going to contain some zinc for you. So, and you don't want to estimate the power of some herbs. Herbs are going to be awesome for your human brain. You're going to find tons of boron and calcium-rich foods in a lot of your herbs. So if you're looking for some herbs to help you with your memory and your brain function and just feeling more alert and better, there is a product called Brain Concentrate. And my kids affectionately call it brains in a bottle. But it is an herbal formula made by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. And you can check that out on their website at thepowerherbs.com. They also have a liquid calcium formula that's awesome, plant-based, and it's the right amount of calcium, two parts calcium, one part boron, magnesium, just the way the body likes it. So you're going to find that. Plus, if you want a full nutritional vitamin, mineral, amino acid protein mix, check out their Body Foundation food mix. You just throw it in a smoothie or your orange juice, and you got most of your nutrients covered for the day, so you don't have a ton of bottles of supplements hanging around. You just got that one product. It is awesome. So you check it out, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Or give them a call, toll-free at 866-229-3663. And or if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And get a free product catalog and sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter. You'll be glad you did. All right, we got a few minutes. So we're going to talk about some of the little signals your body's going to send you if your body is having some problems with the liver. Liver is a very important organ. It does a lot of things. You can't live without a liver. It helps control hormones, blood sugars with the pancreas, liver enzymes for digestion. It works in tandem with the gallbladder, which helps digest fats. It helps with cholesterol. So it does a lot. It also has to manufacture enzymes to neutralize any toxins that you may come in contact, including those prescription drugs your doctor wants you to take. So your liver is real important, so we want to take care of it. So let's talk about this organ, which tends to be one of the largest organs of the body, aside from your skin. And, of course, your skin is actually going to alert you if there's a serious problem or a disease before your medical doctors actually confirm any problems through lab work, okay? So your skin is a good indicator that there's a problem. In other words, sometimes if you get acne, a lot of times that is an indication that the bowel needs to be cleansed. So your skin is going to let you know that something is amiss. So I'm not talking about minor skin conditions, which are indicated by usually food or maybe environmental allergies. Our skin is just one area that can let us know that there's a major organ in trouble, in the beginning of failing, if you will. So, and this needs to be immediately addressed. So statistically, more women than men are affected by liver disease. So women exhibit more severe symptoms than men do. Now, if you ignore the signals that your body is sending, even the more subtle ones, you can risk, we can risk an extensive stay in intensive care, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, let's talk about your liver and the skin. When I think of the liver, I think of it having a direct link to the skin. When the liver is not functioning, one of the first indications will be dry skin. No matter how much lotion you put on the skin, it's not going to hydrate. So the reason is that there is a blockage of proper fluids circulating to bring oxygen and blood and nutrition and fluids to the skin itself. The next symptom that the skin will develop from a liver that is failing is that it will begin to itch. Skin of this nature, when you scratch it, it's going to rupture. So the rupture of the skin or bruising of the skin is going straight to, it's skipping the bruising and going straight to a wound is what it's doing. So a sick liver can also give the skin and even your eyes a yellow appearance called jaundice. So this should get your attention that there is a serious problem with the liver. Another possible sign on the skin surface is the appearance of spidery blood vessels on the chest, the shoulders, and the neck area. This is a definite sign that there's liver damage, and this is very obvious, and it's going to be very alarming to anybody that sees it. So skin that easily bruises may also be a sign that you may have liver disease, just FYI there. Let's talk about some of the types of liver disease. Many things can go wrong with the liver, and there are several diseases modern medicine assigns to various symptoms like, you know, cirrhosis of the liver, cancer, hepatitis A, B, or C, elevated iron that can congest the liver. Also, Wilson's disease, which is a genetic disorder that causes a copper accumulation, and also that fatty liver. So there's lots of things that can go on and cause the liver to fail. Let's talk about some of the symptoms that would cause you to take prompt action. Some additional symptoms which can indicate liver problems are going to be loss of appetite, nosebleeds, nausea, change in your nails, you know, shape and color, fatigue, skin discoloration, excessive thirst, and frequent urination, severe abdominal pain, dark-colored urine, pale color or tar-colored stool, abdominal swelling, frequent headaches, dizziness, spasms, behavioral changes like depression or irritability. So you've got a lot of symptoms there. And those are needing prompt attention. So anyone that lands in the hospital and hears for the first time that they have liver disease and they had to have ignored pretty much a mountain of symptoms. They dismissed them, didn't pay attention. So ignoring these symptoms are going to put you at risk of a liver deteriorating at a much faster rate. Okay, so it's real important to keep check of that. So let's look at some of the major causes that affect the liver. Of course, you know the major one is alcohol. That's one of the major causes for liver failure. Too much alcohol inflames the liver, which can then process to a fatty liver. Next stage is the scarring of the liver tissue known as cirrhosis. Symptoms of a diseased liver from alcohol are going to be dark urine, mental confusion, light-colored bowel movements, GI tract bleeding, edema, which is fluid retention, and recovery is going to require removal of all alcoholic beverages from the lifestyle period. All right, let's talk about toxins, which can irritate your liver. Another cause is too many toxins. The liver can't keep up to neutralize those toxins to protect you. And this will cause skin rashes as the toxic matter builds up in the body and it attempts to be removed through the skin. Toxins can be in the form of sugar, fat from unhealthy lifestyles, And the first area of the body that's going to develop a rash is the palms of the hands. You might want to also check the soles of the feet. That can happen there, too. Can you imagine having a rash there? Very uncomfortable. Okay, hives have also been a result, along with some itchy rashes that we mentioned earlier. What happens is the histamine builds up, and it often appears on the eyelids called chronic urticaria. So middle-aged females are often prone to these itchy hives which appear on the eyelids or face. Swelling of the face occurs, especially the lips and the eyelids, in 30% of the patients. Hives are triggered by the addition of medications like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, pain relievers like aspirin, and food, and also insect bites can also inflame this problem. So all these toxins affect the liver, and the liver tries to metabolize it, but it can't. Other triggers are going to be emotional stress, excessive heat, you know, lots of hot showers and baths, exercise, too much exercise, alcohol, of course. Hypothyroidism is also in there. So these also can be showing up on the chest and neck. You can get hives on the chest and neck. This is all part of a problem, and your body's letting you know, hey, we got toxins. The liver's not handling them. What you going to do about it? Another thing is dehydration. A lot of people eat too many dehydrating types of foods and beverages, a lot of caffeine, which dehydrates the body, and the body can't metabolize properly when it doesn't have enough fluids. It becomes too dry. And what happens is the metabolism suffers and can't process fat properly, and it gets deposited in clumps under the skin. The skin can develop spots, and here's the term skin or liver spots. Alcohol isn't the only beverage that will dehydrate, so you want to watch your caffeinated teas and coffee and energy drinks. Soda is a big one. Also, having salt in the system, and that's the sun-dried salt, not your processed salt, is going to assist the body in balancing those fluids. Also, your sick liver, their diet and lifestyle is going to be important. Avoid a lot of cooked foods. Eat more raw fruits and vegetables. That'll help. You can also juice your foods, and that'll even be lifting more of the burden off the liver. So do your juicing therapy. And throw in that Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make for all that nutrition. And it's easily metabolized, and it's right there in the system. You'll love it. So we're almost out of time. I can see by the clock. And so we're going to have to wrap this up, folks. But we'll be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. Hey, don't forget to check out the powerherbs.com website and sign up for that newsletter. You'll be glad you did. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.